ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Meseches Me'ila is dedicated anonymously in honor of Rabbi and Mrs. Yaakov Metz.
Rabbi, we are excited to inform you, our dear listeners, that at the upcoming Shas Illuminated Siyum HaShas, which will take place in Lake Terrace in Lakewood, New Jersey on December 15th, we will proudly honor the dedicated Talmidei Chachamim who have been instrumental in spreading Shas Illuminated to every corner of the Torah world. We will be honoring as guest of honor and the Amud HaTorah Award Rav Aaron Sorcher Shlita. In addition, we will be honoring all of the other Shas Illuminated Magidei Shir with the Harbotzes Torah Award. Many of the Magidei Shir will be gracing us with their presence at the Siyum HaShas. To place an ad in the journal in their honor, or to register for the Siyum, please go to shasilluminated.org/Siyum, that is shasilluminated.org/Siyum, or call 203-312-SHAS, that is 203-312-7427. We look forward to sharing the Simcha of Kavod HaTorah together with you.
Me'ila Daf Tes Vav. We will now begin Be'ezer Hashem, the fourth parak. The parak begins with the din that kochim mizbeach mitzar from zem zelu me'ila. Rashi over here says, "Imnenu mibeiz mina kochim mizbeach b'shavapruta mo'al." So the first point that Rashi mentions is we're talking about beiz mina kochim mizbeach, two different types of karbanis. For example, an oila and a chatas. If you ate half a pruta's worth of the oila and half a pruta's worth of the chatas, then mitzar to make a full pruta for me'ila. As opposed to Tosis over here, the first Tosis says, Taisa talks about being mitzar for chati zayis from two different oilos. However, the oilos Shleima and Rishash point out, Taisa is lav dafka. It doesn't mean that badafka two different oilos can be mitzarif, and even two different types of kabanis as well, which is why the Mefarish says, beiz mine kachem mizbeach. Surely Taisa is masking this as well. That which Taisa chose two different oilos, that's lav dafka. Now, second point, the Mefarish says, what does it mean that they're mitzarif? Mitzarif for which year? Mitzarif for the shir of Shavapruta. That's the shir of Me'ila. Taisa over brings machlokes about this. He starts by explaining that the tzirif is for two different chatzi zaysim to be mitzarif for one full zayis, and then he brings v'chein l'man omer l'kamon, the Me'ila b'Shavapruta. Taisa makes it sound like it's machlokes later on, whether Me'ila is totally in a shir of a kazayis or a shir of a pruta. However, the achrayin, many achrayin point out, there is no such machlokes later on in Me'ila. There are a number of Mishnayos which are mavur that the shir for Me'ila is a pruto, daf yudches amud aleph, daf yudches amud beis, daf chof amud aleph, daf chof aleph amud aleph. In all these places, the Mishnah says as a dover posher that the shir for Me'ila is a pruto. We don't find any shita who argues and says no, the shir is a kizayis. What is Tosfos referring to? So some achronim, the Eilas Shleima, the Rishash, they refer to a Gemara Psachim daf lamed gimel amud aleph where we do find such a shita that the shir of Me'ila is a kizayis. There's a machlokes over there in Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis l'inyan the shear of achilas truma b'shegig. We know the din is that if a zar eats truma b'shegig, he's chayef to pay a keren and a chaymesh. Additionally, he's chayef a carbon as well. And there's a machlokes over there between the Rabbanan and Abishol. What is the shear? How much does he have to eat to be chayef a keren, chaymesh, v'asham? According to the Chacham, the shear is if he eats a kezayis. According to Abishol, the shear is totally in a pruta. That's the machlokes tanam over there in Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis l'inyan achilas truma. Now further on, Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, there's a different machlekes. This is between Rebbe and the Chachamim. If one is Mayel B'mezid, is he Chayiv Misa B'dei Shemayim? We know the din is that if a Zar eats Shuma B'mezid, is Chayiv Misa B'dei Shemayim. And the sheet of Rebbe over there is that we learn from Shuma to Me'ila. Gomer Chet Chet Mi Shuma, Mat Shuma B'Misa Af Me'ila B'Misa. And the Gemara over there continues, if we're learning Me'ila from Shuma, Umino, from that we also learn Mat Shuma B'Kezayis Af Me'ila B'Kezayis. The Gemara there continues and the Gemara says, obviously this din is only true if you hold that Shuma is a Kezayis, which we just said before is really Machlekes between the Rabbanan and Abishol. But the Gemara of there is before that if you hold like the Rabbanan, that the Shir of Achilas Shuma is a Kezayis, which means Bein L'Inyan Shegig to Mechayev Keren Chaymesh V'Osham, Bein L'Inyan Mezid to Mechayev Misa B'dei Shemayim, the Shir is a Kezayis, and since we're learning Mezid B'Me'ila from Mezid B'Shuma that it's a Chiyev Misa, we'll also learn from Shuma to Me'ila that the Shir is a Kezayis. Now the Shleim and the Rishash, they both say that Gemara which is mevu at the shir is a kezayis, that's only when one is mailed through an achila. When he's mailed through an achila, that's where we learn from Chumah that just like by Chumah the shir is a kezayis, so too by Me'il the shir is a kezayis. Tosfos there is mevu that the chiv misa for being mailed by mezid is only by achila, not other types of hanois. Other types of hanois, there is no chiv misa since the whole limud is from Chumah. Chumah is talking about an achila. Me'il by mezid also, that which is chayiv misa is only by an achila. Rakapam, the other Shem and the Rishar say, as far as the Shir, which the Gemara says, we learn from Chuma Tim'ila, that Shir also is only by Yenachila, not other forms of Hanois. Therefore, all the Mishnayos which we mentioned before, that are Mavur, that the Shir from Me'ila is a Pruta, it doesn't say Kezayis, those Mishnayos could be Lekuliyam, because they're not talking about Yenachila, they're talking about Hano, and Hano Lekuliyam is not Tal Yenachizayis, it's Tal Yenaputa. But Rakapam, for Taisis Bayas, who brings a Machlekis, whether the Shir is a Kezayis or the Shir is a Pruta, Taisis is talking about achila. That's lashon of Taisis. Im ochel mi besar oila zu chatizayis, mi besar oila acheres chatizayis. And that Taisis brings a machlokes whether it's tali in a kezayis or tali in a pruta. That's because Taisis is understanding the mission that we're talking about in achila. And the problem, however, still is, like a pruta, the sugya over there, which is mavur, that according to Rebbe, the shir from Me'ila is a kezayis, kipruta, that's talking about dafka the chi of misa from Me'ila, which Rebbe himself learned from Truma to Me'ila. That's when we know Bechal is a chi of Misa from Me'ila b'Mezid from Truma. Therefore the Gemara says it makes sense that you have the same Gedarim as Truma, just like by Truma is Talyan HaKazayis, Me'ila is also Talyan HaKazayis. However, that's only Legabu the chi of Misa from Me'ila b'Mezid. As far as the chi of Karbin, for one who is Mael b'Shegeg, that chi is not learned from Truma to Me'ila. You don't see from that Gemara that the Shir is a Kazayis. And even more, Ishmael, when it comes to the chi of Misa from Me'ila b'Mezid, as we said, Tosis holds, the whole chiv was only said leaning achil, not leaning other types of anois. So there it makes sense to say that the shir is a kezayis. Mashenke in a chiv carbon from Me'ila b'sheig, which is not only by achil, it's all types of anois. There is mistarva that by all types of anois, including hanoas achila, the shir is always the same. It's not a kezayis, rather it's a pruta. This is how the Rosh Hashem Psachem Lama Gimel explains. He adds further, he says, since as far as Me'ila b'sheig, the chiv is not only for achil, it's for all types of anois, even if you are moel derech achila, the chiv is not for the maisa achila, the chiv is for the hanoas achila. The fact that achila also has a nod, just like any other type of a nod, that's what's mechayiv him, it's not for the maisa achila, and therefore it makes sense to say that the shir is not tali in a kezayis, rather it's tali in a pruta. If so, however, this would once again make Taisis bayas difficult, because Taisis is talking about the chiv karb, not the chiv misa. When he explains that mission, that it's mistarv zemze, he explains that it's mistarv to mechayiv a karbin, the chari, according to the way the Rishash understands the Gemara Psachim over there, even the shita that holds that the shir of Me'ila is a kezayis, that's only by Me'ila b'mezid to mechayiv misa, not by Me'ila b'shegeg to mechayiv a carbon. However, the maisa Taisus b'yos could be explained by that which the Rosh Hashanah over there says behemshech. The Rosh Hashanah over there continues and he says, although as he said, le'inyin Me'ila b'shegeg to mechayiv a carbon, he's chayiv if he eats a shir pruta, if he ate a pruta's worth, even if it was not a kezayis, he's chayiv, the semi other anois, the shir is a pruta, Hanos achila also you can be mechayiv iman an achilas pruta. However, the Shash continues and he says, what about if he ate the shir of a kezayis which was not a pruta? He says, you could be mechadish and say, that we can learn from Truma to Me'ila that for eating a kezayis also you can be mechayiv even if it was not a pruta. So although we're not going to learn a kula, that if you ate a pruta which was not a kezayis, you're potter from Me'ila, we can learn a chumra that if you ate a kezayis even if it was not a pruta, you're also mechayiv from Me'ila. In other words, if you have one or the other, either if you have a kezayis or if you have a pruta, either one could be mechayiv for Me'ila. That which you could be mechayiv for a kezayis, even if it was not a pruta, that's a limud from Truma. And this limud, the Rosh Hashanah says, could be regardless of whether you hold like Rebbe or the Chachamim, whether Hezid Me'ila b'Misa, whether you hold like there's a chi of Misa for Mezid like Rebbe, or you hold like the Chacham, there is no chi of Misa for Me'ila b'Mezid. Either way, everyone is masking be'esem that there is a drosha from Truma to Me'ila. So if you hold like the Shita of the Rabbanan who argue in Abishol, they hold the Shir Achilas Truma to Kezayis, you can learn from Truma to Me'ila, both Inyan Me'ila b'mezid to Mechayiv Misa, if you hold like Rebbe, and Inyan b'Me'ila b'shegeg to Mechayiv a Karbin, if you ate a Kezayis, even if it was not worth a Pruta, also he was Moyel. In the Truvus Avnei Nezer, Yeridaeus Simon Shin Beis, he says along the same lines as the Rishash. According to this, it comes out that there are be'etzim two different Chayivim, the one could be over when he's Moyel b'shegeg and becomes Mechayiv in a Karbin, if he's Nene, the amount of a Pruta, or even if he's Eichel, also the mount of a Pruta, even if it wasn't a Kezayis, he's Mechayiv Midin Nehne. Achila also is Mechayiv Midin Hanoas Achila. There the Shir is Tali in a Pruta, that's Mechayiv in a carbon. And additionally, we'll learn at another Chiv, a Chiv which is learned from Truma to Me'ila, if he was Moel through eating Hegdish, and he ate the mount of a Kezayis, even if it was not worth a Pruta, he's also Mechayiv. That's already a Chiv Midin the Maisa Achila, not Midin the Hanoas Achila. Midin the Hano, that's Tali in the Shir Pruta. Midin Achila, we learn from Truma to Me'ila that he could be mechayiv on that as well. That's very tall in the kezayis, even if it was not a pruta. According to this, the Eilu Shlema says we can understand the Taisus in our sugya. When Taisus is mavur, they were talking about mistar from two different karbonis, and Taisus says it's a machlikis. if it's talking a kezayis or an apruta, Taisus does not mean to say that according to one man, the Omar, he's only mild if he ate a kezayis, but everyone's masking that he could be mild with the pruta alone. The machaikas is if he ate a kezayis which was not a pruta, and the machaikas which Taisus is referring to is the machaikas the Rabbanan and Abishol, and Psachim Daflama Bezim and Bez, according to the Rabbanan, the shear for Truma is a kezayis. From there, then the one is mild if he eats a kezayis, even if it's not a pruta. According to Abishol, the Truma itself is not telling a kezayis, rather it's telling in a pruta. Mila as well, also the shear will be telling in a pruta. It won't make a difference if he was nena, some other form of vana or achila. Either way, the shear will be a pruta. Now, there is, however, one remaining ha'ara still, and that is in Taisus, Dibur Maschel, Echa Kotche Mizbeach, Vecha Kotche Bedek Abayis. Taisus over there explains the sefer of the Mishnah, Shem nena kechati zayis basar mikotche Mizbeach, ukechati zayis mi basar shehugda shalu Bedek Abayis, mitstarfim. So firstly, the Rosh Hashanah changes the girsa of this Taisus. He says you cannot be girsa im nehene, it has to be im ochal, because for Hano, no one holds that the shear is a kezayis. Everyone agrees that it has to be a pruto. However, besides for that change of the girsa which the Rosh Hashanah makes, there's another point over here, and that is Taisus seems to be saying that even for achilo of kotche bedek abayis, also the shear will be a kezayis. One could have heard it said that when it comes to kotche bedek abayis, with the sight of the din me'ila, and I'll see more about this later on, b'shem Reb Chaim, Me'ila of Kotcher Bedek Abayis is Tali, and now the Schifetz is the moment of Hegdish. If so, it would be mistabber to say that the Shear is Tali, and how much is a Hefsid to Hegdish? What's considered a Hefsid? That would make sense that it's Tali in the Shear of Pruta, not the Shear of a Kezayis. Here, Taisus is Mavur that if you hold the Shear of Me'ila is a Kezayis, it would be true not only by Kotcher Mizbech, it would also be true by Kotcher Bedek Abayis. Again, this would only be when he does Me'ila through Achila, not other types of Hanois. But Agapan, when he does Me'ila through Maisa Achila, both by Kotcher Mizbech and by Kotcher Bedek Abayis, Taisus would be Mavur, at least according to one Shita, as the Shear is telling in a Kezayis. This is what the Mishnah is telling us, that Kotcher Bedek Abayis and Kotcher Mizbech are Mitzdarif. If he eats a Chati Zayis of each one, they're Mitzdarif to a full Kezayis. Now, I'll continue on. The Gemara Behemshech brings the member of Avyanai, Omer Avyanai, Machavarta in Chayov Misham Me'ilo, El al Kotcher Bedek Abayis ve'oilo Bilvar, my time with Omer Kro, Nefesh Kisim Al Moel, Mi Kotcher Yashem, Kotchim ha'miyuchodim l'Hashem, yesh be'amila v'kotchim ha'zbeach, ispu l'kainim v'ispu l'baylim. The gifts that we have before Nenu in Ergamaris is Kotcher Bedek Abayis v'oilo. However, in the Shittim Mikabet says he takes out the word v'oilo, and in Taisus as well, in Dibur Maschel Machavarto, we see clearly Taisus was not cursed the word oilo in the Gemara. And Taisus begins by explaining the way the Gemara understood originally the member of Rav Yanai, he's coming to be made all types of kotchim ha'zbeach, even oilois. The reason he's being memaid them is because they're not considered kotche Hashem. There are certain parts of them which don't go to the mizbeach. They go either to the kainim or to the bailim. And Taisus explains that even an oilo, which is kulei kolol Hashem, the oil of the behemoth, the skin, goes to kainim. Therefore, the way the Gemara understood Rav Yanai originally, even an oilo would not have me'ila. Taisus asks on this Gemara from a memra, also b'shem Rav Yanai, in Tmur Daf Lam Beis on Beis. There it says, Amar Rav Yanai ein me'ila mifureshes min atayra ela be'oilo bovar. Shenemar mikotche Hashem. The other Gemara seems to be saying, B'shem Rav Yanai, the only case where there's me'ilah min ha'Torah is an oilo, nothing else, including Bedek Abayis as well, that would also not have me'ilah min ha'Torah. So Taisus reconciles these two members of Rav Yanai, and he says, the Ha'ush Gemara brings B'shem Rav Yanai in Tmura, E me'ilah mufreshes min ha'Torah el ba'ilah bulvad, he's not coming to exclude Kotche Bedek Abayis, surely Kotche Bedek Abayis are kulei l'Hashem, it would be nichol in the lashon of the pasuk mikotche Hashem. He's only coming to invite other forms of karbonis, other kotchim mizbeach, which are not kulei l'Hashem. And furthermore, the Gemara over here, b'shem Rav Yanai also, Taisus says, is not coming to be made in oilo. And Rav Yanai over here says, the only case of me'ilah min ha'Torah is kotchim bedek abayis, he was coming to exclude other forms of kotchim mizbeach, but oilo in Echanami is an exception. Oilo would be considered mikotche Hashem. Now, should the kainim get the oil of the carbon, Taisus says, that does not detract from it being called kotche Hashem. He's coming to invite a chatas and osham, but the boss says Nechal Lakoyanim, that's what Rav Yanai means to say over there. Only Kotcher Bedek Abayis is definitely Kulei Lashem. Mashenkin Karbonis, he means most Karbonis, there are in Echanami exceptions, like in Oilo, but most Karbonis, they're not Kulei Lashem because there's certain parts that go either to the Kainim or to the Bailim. So this is how Taisus reconciles the two Gemaras. Rakabaran, we see Taisus was not Gerus in our Gemara Oilo. So although the din is true that even according to the Gemara's original understanding in Rav Yanai, there is Me'ilah, not only by Kotcher Bedek Abayis, also by an Oilah, but that's not Mefurish in the Gemara over here, that's the Gemara in Tmur Lamed Beis. Now the Maaseh, the Gemara continues, and the Gemara asks a number of kashas on Rav Yanai, and the Maskana, the Gemara explains what Rav Yanai meant was, not that the only time there's Me'ilah is by Kotcher Bedek Abayis, and by Oilah as well, as we said, even Chatas V'Asham surely have Me'ilah as well, Rather, what he meant to say is that from the pasuk of Mikotri Hashem, we only learn Kotri Berlik Abayis and Oila. The Eosh Chatoyis Vashamis also have Mi'ila. That's not learned from this pasuk of Mikotri Hashem. For that, you need a different pasuk. The Mar Bayos does not tell us what the other pasuk is. However, Toysis in the Baram Dibar Maschal, Mehai Kro, Toysis says the limud is from that which it says, Kol Chelev Lashem, which the Gemara brought earlier, B'Shem Rebbe, Kol Chelev Lashem, the Rabbi Simuri Kotche Kalim, the Me'ilo. The Gemara says, the Maskana, this is the Makor for Rav Yani as well, that Chatoyis Vashamis have Me'ilo from that pasuk of Kol Chelev Lashem. This is Mefurish as well in the Gemara Tmur Lamed Beiz and Med Beiz, where the Gemara brought the other member of Rav Yani, where he said, Ein Me'ilo Mefreshes Menatar El Ba'ilo Bolvar. Again, over there, the Gemara asks Kashas, and the Gemara clarifies what he meant was, from the pasuk of Mikotri Hashem, you can only learn Oilo, not Chatoyis Vashamis. And the Gemara says, Beferish, Chatoyis Vashamis are learned from the Joshua of Rebbe, Kol Chelev Lashem, the Rabbi Simuri Kotri Kalim. According to Rav Yanai, Chatoyis Vashamis are also learned from that pasuk. Toysis clarifies further, this is also in Dibur Maschal Mehai Kro, the Chor Hekri you learn from this pasuk of Kol Chelev Lashem, it would seem that pasuk is talking about Emurim, from there we learn that even Emuri Kotri Kalim also have Me'ilo. How can we learn from there as far as Chatoyis Vashamois that there's Me'ilah on the entire Behemoth, even before Zrika and even Mechayim? So in this Toysis answers, that once we have the Pasuk of Kol Chelev Lashem, the Rabbi Simuri Kotri Kalim, so then already we know that the Pasuk which says Mikotri Hashem in the parish of Me'ilah, it's Lav Dafka, it doesn't have to be something which is Kulei Meyuchel Lashem. And Mela, we also know that Chatoyis Vashamois, even though there's going to be Basar which goes to the Kayanim, still then is that there could be Me'ilah. Kipshuta, what Toysis means is, once you see that there's Me'ilah and Emurim, and even the Emurim of Kotri Kalim, even though the rest of the Behemoth is not called Miyuchad Lashem, in order for there to be Me'ilah, it doesn't have to be that the whole Behemoth is Miyuchad Lashem. The Emurim, which are designated from the Mizbech after the Zrika, they're called Miyuchad Lashem, and therefore there is Me'ilah. So to Achatoyis Vashamais, even though there will be part of this Behemoth which is not called Lashem, or go Lachilas Koyinim, still it would have Me'ilah. Now the Karen over here is still bothered by the Kasha. He says, what is the comparison between the chelev which Lamaisa is going to go on the Mizbeach? There we understand that there is Me'ilah, and even a Kotri Berlik Abayis also there's Me'ilah, because Lamaisa is going to go Lashem. Hashenkin, the Basar of Kotri Kotrim, why should have Me'ilah even before Zrika? Lamaisa is not going to go on the Mizbeach. How can we learn from this pasuk of Kol Chelev Lashem to be married with Basar Kotri Kotrim as well? So the Karen Ayur explains further, he says, Be'etzem Basar of a Kotri Kotrim, really that is considered Lashem, even though eventually Kohen will eat it, but it's Bisholcha and Gevoya Kazachu, up until the point of the Zriko, it's considered Oymed Lashem, and it definitely is Me'ila only on something which is Oymed Lashem. Just like Emurim L'Achar Zriko, it's already Oymed Lashem, there's Me'ila. Besar Kotri Kotrim before Zriko is also something which is considered Oymed Lashem, and therefore there's Me'ila. Just both of these, Emurim Kotri Kalim and Basar Kotri Kotrim, were not something which is Kulay Miyuchad Lashem. The same way by Emurim or Kotri Kalim, since the Basar is going to be eaten by the Bailim, you need a special Joshua of Kol Chelev Lashem, the Rabbi Simuri Kotri Kalim. So though now already it's after Zrika, now the Emurim are Oymed to go on the Mizbeach, the Oymed Lashem, but you still need this extra Joshua because they're part of a Behemoth, which not everything is Miyuchad Lashem. And the Joshua of Kol Chelev Lashem tells us that doesn't bother us. What's important just is that these Emurim right now are Oymed to Mizbeach, that's enough to give them Me'ilah. From here also we can learn that Basar Kotri Kotrim, so although right now they're considered Oymed L'Mizbeach, but they're part of a carbon, they're part of an animal, which a chelik of it is not going to end up going Lashem, the Basar itself after Zrika is going to be eaten by the Kayanim. Still, the Joshua of Kol Chelev Lashem tells us this is not a problem, as long as right now this is something which is Oymed L'Mizbeach, the Emurim L'Achar Zrika, and the Basar Kotri Kotrim before Zrika, both of these are considered Oymed Lashem right now, that which the carbon as a whole is not something which is called Kulum Miyuchel Lashem, that rate does not detract from it having Me'ilah. This is the Maskana of the Gemara. Now to go back to the Shakavatari of the Gemara before the Maskana, so now that we clarified that even if we're not Geris V'Oila in the Gemara, still Taisis is Mevur, the Gemara never had a half minute to say that Rav Yani was coming to exclude Oila, that it was Pasha to Rav Yani that there is Me'ilah. If so, the Achorinim ask, what is the Kasha of the Gemara from our Mishnah? Now which the Mishnah says, Kotshi Mizbech, Mistar from Zem Zelo Me'ilah. The Gemara asks the Kasha from here on Rav Yani, and the Achorinim are bothered, the Karen Oira, the Oila Shleima, others. What's the kasha? Maybe the Mishnah is talking about an Oila. And they explain that this question really would be dependent on whether you learn like Rashi or Tosfos, which we mentioned in the beginning of this year. Rashi, in the first Dibur Maschal on the Mishnah, explains the Mishnah is talking about Beis Minei Kotri Mizbeach. Tosfos explains we're talking about Chatzi Zayis from one Oila with Chatzi Zayis of another Oila. So although, as we said, the Chayim explained that Tosfos agrees to Rashi in Din, even two different Kabbonis are Mitztarif, but Tosfos does not hold that there's any connotation in the Mishnah that's mashpah this way, that we're talking about being mitzarif two different karbonis. As opposed to Rashi, learns the Mishnah is mashpah, we're talking about Beis Minei Kotri Mizbeach. So Bishma, if you learn like Rashi, now we understand the Gemara's kasha on Rav Yanai, because you see from the Mishnah that Kodesh HaMizbeach have Me'ilah, and you can't say that it's only an Eilah, because the Mishnah itself is Mashra, that there's at least one other type of Kodesh HaMizbeach which also has Me'ilah. Now Shengen, if you learn like Tosfos, you don't have any right that there are minimally two types of Kodesh HaMizbeach which have Me'ilah. Maybe the only Kodesh HaMizbeach which has Me'ilah is an Eilah, and the Mishnah is telling you that a Chatzi Shir from two different Eilahs are Mitztaref. So the Keren Eiris says to answer this kasha, the Gemara knew the Mishnah cannot be talking only about an Eilah to tell us that two different Eilahs can be Mitztaref, because if that's true, then the Mishnah should have also said that the Basar of two different Eilahs is also Mitztaref for Allah HaSchutz, if he's Mal HaChatzi Zayis from one Eilah, and HaChatzi Zayis from a different Eilah, then Mitztaref to Mechuyiv and Fishim HaLo HaSchutz, that's the thing which is only Negev by an Eilah, Chatois Vashem is no Chiv Mishim HaLo HaSchutz on the Basar, only in the Emurim, and Mishnah is talking about Basar. So if the Mishnah would only be talking about an Eilah, it should have said that din as well, that two Karbanos are Mitztaref for HaLo HaSchutz. From here the Gemara saw the Mishnah is not only talking about an Eilah, it's talking about other Karbanos as well, and that was the Gemara's Kasha on Rav Yanai. The next Kasha of the Gemara, however, would still be difficult. The Gemara asked the Kasha from now which the din is, Kodshei Kodshim Sheshochtam Badar Moilin Bahem, maybe this Mishnah is also talking about an Eilah, there Rav Yanai's masking that there's Me'ilah, what's the right connected Rav Yanai? So you have to say that the Lashon of the Mishnah, Kodesh HaMizbeach, is Mashon, we're talking about all different types of Kodesh HaMizbeach. Behemshach as well, when the Gemara asks Akasha, from now which Ula says Rishen Rabbi Yechanan, Kodesh HaMizbeach, Yotzim De Me'ilah, you also have to say that the Lashon of Kodesh HaMizbeach is Mashon, we're talking about all different types of Kodesh HaMizbeach, not only Eilois. Now, in that of the Gemara, from now which Ula Rabbi Yechanan says, Kodesh HaMizbeach, Yotzim De Me'ilah, Dvar Torah, the Gemara explains, the Akasha is, it cannot possibly be talking about Kodesh HaBedek HaBayis, because if so, even La'achar Misa also there would be Me'ilah, lo yehi ela makdish ashba. It shouldn't be any worse than a person who's makdish in ashba. Anything that a person is makdish for bedek abayis, and then that it has Me'ilah, so to here as well, if one is makdish for behemoth for kodesh bedek abayis, and then it dies, it shouldn't be worse than being makdish in ashba. It should still have Me'ilah even after it dies. Now Tois over here asks an important kasha. Tois asks, what's the Gemara's comparison to one who's makdish in ashba? When one is makdish in ashba, we understand that it has Me'ilah, because Bedek HaBayis can have a benefit from this Ashba. They could sell it, they could be paid it, and use the money for Bedek HaBayis. But Shenkin over here, when one is Makdash Shabahima for Kutcher Bedek HaBayis, and then it dies, the din is al-Khair that one cannot be paid it, because it requires Hamad V'Harocha. We discussed the Indian of Hamad V'Harocha in the Shir on Daf Yud Gimel, as we are going to get to Daf Yud Beis and Mabeis, and the Torah describes the way we're paid a Behemah which has a Mum. The Pasuk uses the Lashon V'Hemir Oysalef Ne'akoyin, and Lashon HaVeherecho Yisah Kohen, from there we learn that for a Baal Chai to have Pidyon, it has to be right to stand in front of the Kohen, in order for the Kohen to evaluate it. If it's not right for Hamad V'Harocha, it cannot have Pidyon. If so, Tosfos asks, and when a person is Makdash in Ashba, and Ashba is not a Baal Chai, doesn't have the Din of Hamad V'Harocha, so it's right for Pidyon. If it's right for Pidyon, then we understand why there's Me'ilah, because Bedek HaBayis could get a benefit from it, they could sell this Ashba and use the money. Mashenkin, when one is Makdash a Baal Chai, and it dies, the other chayot should not have Me'ilah because it's not roi for pidyon. Once it's not roi for pidyon, Bedek HaBayis cannot get any money out of it. Therefore, it should not have Me'ilah. This is the kasha of Tosfos, and Tosfos gives two terutzim. The first teretz Tosfos says is Erzig is going according to the man Omar, the kosher Bedek HaBayis does not have the din of Amad V'Harocha. This is a gemara in a few places in Chum Daf Kuf Lamed Hey and Tmur Daf Lamed Beis. There's machlekes whether kosher Bedek HaBayis have the din of Amad V'Harocha or only kosher Mizbeach. Tosfos is suggesting the Agmar is going according to the man Omar, the Kodesh HaBedek HaBayis does not require Hamad V'Harocha. This is the first teretz of Tosfos. The Keren Eiris says this teretz is a doichik, because how could the Gemara ask a kasha on Rav Yanai for the member of Ula Amar Rav Yechanan, assuming that Ula Amar Rav Yechanan was talking about Kodesh HaMizbeach and not Kodesh HaBedek HaBayis, as the Gemara proved they cannot be talking about Kodesh HaBedek HaBayis, because then the din should be even after Misa there should be Me'ilah. Tosfos is saying that kasha is only with the assumption that Kodesh HaBedek HaBayis does not require Hamad V'Harocha. So Rav Yanai could tell you that no, Ula Amar Rav Yechanan holds that Kodesh HaBedek HaBayis do require Hamad V'Harocha. And really they are talking about Kodesh HaBedek HaBayis, that's why they said that La'achar Misa there's no Me'ilah. What they meant is that since it's not roi for Hamad V'Harocha, it cannot have Pidyon, and therefore Kodesh HaBedek HaBayis doesn't have any benefit from it, that's why it's Yotzei Midei Me'ilah. So we cannot ask a kashya on Rav Yanai with the assumption that Ula Amar Rav Yechanan held that Kodesh HaBedek HaBayis does not require Hamad V'Harocha. But Rakamam, that's the first teretz of Tosfos. The second teretz Tosfos says is, what the Gemara is asking is, that you cannot say Ula Amar Rav Yechanan was talking about Kodesh HaBedek HaBayis, because since they didn't differentiate between different cases, Mashmoy says that always when it's mace there is no Me'ilah. If they were talking about Kodesh HaBedek HaBayis, they should have differentiated. It's not necessarily true that in every case it's Yotzei Midei Me'ilah. It's possible to have a case where there still is Me'ilah. If you did the Hamad V'Harocha before it died, In that case, you'd be able to be paid even lachar misa, and therefore in that case it should have me'ila. So from the fact that Ulam Rabbi Yochanan was not mechalik between a case where it had Hamad of Aracha before it died, and a case where it didn't, the Mashmais is that in all cases it's Yotzim de me'ila, the Adi Gemara proves it must be talking about Kodesh Mizbeach, because if he was talking about Kodesh Bedek HaBayis, there should have been a difference between a case where it already had Hamad of Aracha before it died, in that case there still should be me'ila. Reb Craig over here in the Gilgin HaShas points out, Tais over here seems to be going not like the Taisus in Chul Naf Kuf Lamed Hei, of their Taisus is Mevur, that the Din of Hamad of Aracha requires that Bishas the Pidyon itself, it be Roy for Hamad of Aracha. Taisus over here seems to be going not like this, Taisus is Mevur, in the case of the Behemah had Hamad of Aracha before it died, and you're not yet paid it. Afterwards it died, in this case you'd be able to be paid it even after it died. I'll get back to this point of Reb Craig later on, but he gave the Shita of the Rambam. But Akamam, these are the two Mahalchim of Taisus to explain how the Gemara knew that Ulam Rabbi Yochanan must be talking about Kodesh Mizbeach and not Kodesh Bedek HaBayis. And after the Gemara asked the Kasha from here on Rabbi Yanai, from here you see that Kodesh Mizbeach do have Me'ilah Mechayim. And the Kerei over here, he says, you could answer the Kasha of Taisus a little bit differently, and that is the Gemara could mean that Akarcha were talking about Kodesh Mizbeach and not Kodesh Bedek HaBayis, because if it was talking about Kodesh Bedek HaBayis, it still should be Me'ilah, lo yehei al-dakdash ashba. And if you're going to taina, the reason why there's no Me'ilah is because it's not Roy for Pidyon, it requires Hamad of Aracha. So now the Keren Ora says, if the reason why it was Yotzim de Me'ilah is because it doesn't have any value to Hegdish, Hegdish cannot be paid it requires Hamad of Aracha, if so, it wouldn't have Me'ilah mid Rabbanon either. And the Mashmais of the member of Ulam Rabbi Yochanan is, Kodeshim Shmeis Yotzim de Me'ilah Dvar Teira, but there still is Me'ilah mid Rabbanon. It wouldn't make sense to say that there's still Me'ilah Midrabanon if the reason why there's no Me'ilah Midrais is because it doesn't have any purpose for Hegdish. He explains the whole Kedusha of Bedek HaBayis is for the Domim to get the value out of that which was Hugdash and use it for Bedek HaBayis. In a case where you cannot get the value because there's no way of being paid it, there the Banon would not have been Misakin that didn't Me'ilah Midrabanon. Only Kodesh Mizbeach which have Kedusha Saguf and it didn't Me'ilah as a result of that Kedusha Saguf, there the Banon would Misakin even La'achar Misa. There's a Dinah Midrais, it's Yosem De Me'ilah. But the Rabbanon still has Me'ilah. It seems what the Keren Ora means to say is, the Kodesh Bedek HaBayis, the reason they have Me'ilah, is because of the din which is supposed to have been done with them, they're supposed to use the money for Bedek HaBayis. That's what gives them a din Me'ilah. Therefore, once they're not really for Pidyon, there's no way you can get the Domim out of them, there's no Sibu for the Me'ilah, there would not be a din Me'ilah mid the Rabbanon either. Hashenken Kodesh Mizbeach, it sounds like the Keren Ora holds, the reason why they have Me'ilah is not because they're supposed to have an Akrav on the Mizbeach, that's not the Sibu for the Me'ilah. If that was the case, then the moment they died and they're not ready for Akrava, also the Siba is not there, why should there be a Din Me'ilah Midrabanon? And it sounds like from the Keren Ora he understands the Siba from Me'ilah by Kodesh Mizbeach is because the Behemah has a Kedusha Saguf on it. The Kedusha Saguf itself is the reason why it has Me'ilah. Therefore the Keren Ora says even after it died, although it's not ready for Akrava anymore, the Siba from Me'ilah was never that which it was ready for Akrava. The Siba from Me'ilah was that which it had Kedusha Saguf. Therefore, although there is a din after Misa, there's no Me'ilah Midaraisa, but since the Siba for the Me'ilah is still there, it will make sense that the Rabbanon gave it a din Me'ilah Midarabanon. This is the Chiddush of the Keren Ora, the din of Kodesh Shemesu Yosim de Me'ilah Dvar Teira, but there still is Me'ilah Midarabanon. That's the klal only by Kodesh Mizbeach, but the Kedusha was for the Guf itself to be brought on the Mizbeach. There, even after it dies, the Rabbanon still said there's Me'ilah, Mashenkin Kodesh Bedek HaBayis, in a case where it doesn't have any value for Hegdish anymore. For example, if it's not Roy for Hamad of Aracha or for some other reason, there we would not say that there's still Me'ilah Midrabanon. So this is how the Keren Ora explains, if you're going to say that it's talking about Kodesh Bedek HaBayis, and the reason why there's no Me'ilah Midrash is because it requires Hamad of Aracha and it cannot have a Pidyon, so it shouldn't even have Me'ilah Midrabanon. And if the case is that it does have a value for Hegdish because it does have a Pidyon, either because Kodesh Bedek HaBayis does not require Hamad of Aracha, or in a case we already had Hamad of Aracha before it dies, as Taisa said, if that's the case that we're talking about, then it should even have Me'ilah Midaraisa, no different than one who was Makdash in Ashba. So the Gemara's Kasha is Midarach Mamanav Shach, either it shouldn't have Me'ilah at all, not the Raisa nor the Rabbanon, or it should even have Me'ilah Midaraisa. From here we saw that we must be talking about Kodesh Mizbeach, and the other din is that even Lachar Misa, when there's no Me'ilah Midaraisa, there's still Me'ilah Midarabanon. And based on this, the Keren Ora goes on to explain a difficult Rambam. The Rambam Per Gimel Hilchos Me'ilah Halacha Aleph Paskins the Din, Kodesh Mizbeach Shemesu Yotsu Midei Me'ilah Dvar Teira, Aval Moilim Mehem Midivrei Seifrim. Ram says that the Kodesh Mizbeach Shemesu do not have Me'ilah Midaraisa, they do have Me'ilah Midarabanon. And the case of Mishnah over there asks, why does Ram only say this din by Kodesh Mizbeach? What about Kodesh Bedek HaBayis? L'chor the din is true by Kodesh Bedek HaBayis as well. And the Keren Ora quotes that the Berchas HaZevach does not understand he's matmi on this case of Mishnah. L'chor is connected to the Gemara Mefureshes. The Gemara over here says clearly, The din of Ulam Rabbi Yechon is dafka by Kochim, is beach not by Kochim Bedek Abayis. Kochim Bedek Abayis, the Gemara says, lo yehi el de'akdish ashpo. It's not any different than one who's makdish and ashpo. There is me'ilo, even after the Kochim Bedek Abayis were meisu. So what exactly was the Kesef Mishnah bothered by? So the Kenarik explains what the Kesef Mishnah was bothered by was that the Ram himself paskins, this is in Perek Hei Hilchos Erechin Halacha Yud Beis, that the din Hamad of Arocha applies both to Kochim Mizbeach and to Kochim Bedek Abayis. Therefore, the Rambam says, if one is makdish a behema either to the Mizbeach or to Bedek Abayis, since it does not have pidyon, the din is that it requires kvura. Therefore, the Karen Ayer says, the problem with the Rambam is what the Kesef Mishnah was bothered by, is the same point Tosis makes over here. If Kochim Bedek Abayis also require Hamad of Arocha, then the din should be that if one is makdish a behema for Bedek Abayis and then it dies, it also should be yotzim de me'ila, since it doesn't have any pidyon. Hegdish has no use from it, therefore it should be yotzim midei me'ila. Neither one of the two Terusim of Tosis will help for the Rambam, the Karen Ayer says. Firstly, as we said, the Rambam says clearly, the din Hamad of Arocha does apply to Kochim Bedek Abayis. And furthermore, that which Tosis said in his second Teretz, it's possible for Kochim Bedek Abayis to have pidyon in the case where he did the Hamad of Arocha before it died. That also, the Karen Ayer says, is mevur in the Rambam not like this. The Lashon of the Rambam in the Halacha that we just brought, Perkei Halchas Erechin Halacha Yud Beis, he says over there, Lefikach im Mesa HaBahima Kodim Shetei Orech Vitifte, Im Poydin Oysa Achash Mesa Elati Kover. The Rambam says if it died before he had a chance to do the Harocha and to do the Pidyon, then it no longer has Pidyon after Misa, it requires Kvura. The Rambam is before that you have to be Poydin also before the Misa. It doesn't help if you did the Hamad of Harocha before Misa to enable you to be Poydin after Misa. The Pidyon also has to be before it died. The reason for that is because the pidyon has to be done at a moment that it's still roi for hamada v'arocha. After it dies and it's not roi for hamada, it's not roi for pidyon anymore. If so, the Rambam cannot say like the second teretz of Tosis either. Therefore, the Karen Ayer explains this is what the Kesef Mishnah was bothered by. According to the Rambam, it should come out that even Kochim Bedek Abayis Shemesu also should be yotzum de me'ila, since there's no way to be paid to them because they're not roi for hamada v'arocha. This is the kasha that the Karen Ayer asks on the Rambam. Many other rachonim ask the same kasha, the Chayk Nosson, the Tekonis Ezra. As we'll see by Hemshech, the Chiddush Rebbe Chaim HaLevi in Hochas Me'ilo Perek Beis Halacha Hei, all of the Chayim asked this Kasha, and the way the Karen Ayer answers this Kasha is by using the Yisayit which we said before. The Karen Ayer holds that if Kochim Bedek Abayis would require Hamad of Arocha, and La'acham Risa is not ready for that, and it will be Yosem Medei Me'ilo Dvar Torah, then it would not have Me'ilo Medei Arbonon either. This is how it explains in the Rambam as well. The Rambam paskins the din of Kochim Mizbeach Shemesu Yosem Medei Me'ilo, so there the Rambam says, Yosem Medei Me'ilo Dvar Torah, Aval Me'ilo Mehem Medivrei Seifrim. The reason why the Rambam singles out Kochim Mizbeach is because he understands the din of Rabbi Yechanan is dafka by Kochim Mizbeach, since Rabbi Yechanan said Yotzim de Mila Dvar Torah, and his mashba there's still Mila Darbanon, that din is only true by Kochim Mizbeach, not Kochim Bedek Abayis. Kochim Bedek Abayis does not have Mila Darbanon either, as the Karen Ayer explained, since there's no way to benefit from the Domim, the Darbanon would not have made a din Me'ila. Now in the Chiddush Rabbeinu Chaim HaLevi, this is in Perek Beis Hilchos Me'ila Halacha Hei, Rabbi Chaim is bothered by the same kasha on the Rambam. Why does he not paskin that Kochim Bedek Abayis Shemesu also the din is that Yotzim Medei Me'ila for the reason that they're not roi for pidyon, they need Hamad of Arocha, since the Rambam himself paskins that way, the Kochim Bedek Abayis require Hamad of Arocha. And furthermore, the Rambam paskins, as we mentioned earlier, not like the second Teretz of Tosfos, even if you did Hamad of Arocha before the Misa, still the din is you cannot be paided the Behemah after Misa. And if there's no way it could be paided, then the Chayr should be Yotzim Medei Me'ila, since Hegdash cannot get any benefit from this Behemah. So the test which Rebbe Chaim gives in a certain way is the opposite of the Karen Ayra. The Karen Ayra was answering the Rambam that by Kochim Bedek Abayis it would not even be Me'ila Midei Rabbanon. Rebbe Chaim explains with us the Rambam that he holds the halacha that would be Me'ila even Midei Reisa, even if they would not have pidyon because of the problem of Hamad V'Arocha, still that would not be reason to say that the Yotzum de Me'ila. Rebbe Chaim over there was coming to really explain a different point, legavi the klal of Nasis Mitzvosa in Me'ilim Bo, and Rebbe Chaim was mechadash that there's a chiluk between Kochim Mizbeach and Kochim Bedek Abayis. He says the klal of kol dovash nasis mitzvosa in meilim bo is only by kochim mizbeach. That klal is not said by kochim bedek abayis. It's not possible to find the case of kochim bedek abayis where it's nasis mitzvosa. The Rambam over there is talking about parah adumo, which in a certain way its kedusha is similar to kedushas bedek abayis. Rakapan Reb Chaim is mechadosh over there that the klal of nasis mitzvosa does not apply to kochim bedek abayis. And his explanation is there's a fundamental difference between the kedusha of kochim mizbeach and the kedusha of bedek abayis. The kedusha of kochim mizbeach, that which gives the behemah its din me'ila, it's not the kinyan mamonis which Hegdash has in the behemah. Rather, when one is makdish a behemah for a carbon, its kedusha is based on that which he's giving it a din hakrova, the mitzvah to be makdish the behemah, that's what's giving it its kedusha, And that's what gives it din me'ila. Hashenkin kosher by the kabayis, Rabbi Chaim explains, the kedusha, which is giving it din me'ila, is dependent on the kinyan mamonis. When he gives over the kinyan mamonis, and Hegdish now owns this chayfetz, that's what's making on it a din me'ila. And therefore, Rabbi Chaim explains, the klav nasis mitzvos is only by a carbon, since the whole kedusha was based on this mitzvah to bring it as a carbon, and that mitzvah was neskaim already, and made the kedusha is poka, and is no longer me'ila. Hashenkin kosher by the kabayis, that which gave it its kedusha and its din me'ila is that which became konik to Hegdish. Therefore, if one is makdish something to Bedek Abayis and Hegdish owns it, even if there'll be no way that Hegdish could benefit from it, like in our case where it's not possible to be paid it, still it will retain its din me'ila. Because its din me'ila is not dependent on that which there's a mitzvah to do something with it. It's not because it's supposed to be used towards the Bedek Abayis. That's what gave it its din me'ila. As the kinyan mamonis the Hegdish got in it, that's what's giving it its din me'ila. And therefore, as long as the Hegdish still has that kinyan mamonis, even if there is no mitzvah to be done with it, it will still retain its din me'ila. This Reb Chaim explains is the difference why, as far as the klav nasis mitzvosa, it only applies to kachim ezbech and not kachim bedek habayis. Reb Chaim over there goes on and he says a similar concept we find like the din of kachim shemesu. Kachim shemesu also Reb Chaim says, and this is how explains the Rambam, why the Rambam only brings the din of kachim shemesu yotzim de me'ila by kachim ezbech, not by kachim bedek habayis. Again, the kash was kachim bedek habayis also should be yotzim de me'ila after it dies, since it has nothing to do with it. It needs hamad varocha, can't have a pidyon without that. The Teretz is Reb Chaim says, the Rambam holds, even if there is nothing to do with the kosher bedek habayis, still that's not a reason that it will be yotzim de me'ila. The same way when a mitzvah has been done already with it, we don't say that after nasis mitzvah so it's yotzim de me'ila, so too if it's mesa, the mitzvah is not going to be mafkir the din me'ila, since the din me'ila is not dependent on it being ready for anything, it's dependent on the kinyan mamonis which Hegdish has. Even after mesa, Hegdish still has that kinyan mamonis, even if there's nothing to do with it. Reb Chaim stresses over there, these are two separate kolam, he's not saying that they're all the same thing. There's one klav nasis mitzvosa, that's mafkiya the kedusha entirely, not only linyan me'ila, it also is no iser hanomi deraisa. Hashenkin the klav kochim shemesu, by kochim esbech it's yosem de me'ila, but there still is an iser hanomi deraisa, Reb Chaim says. Reb Chaim assumes this as a davar pasha that there's iser deraisa. He feels that this is a machlekes between Rashi and Tosis and kedusha daf nazayin omad beiz. Reb Chaim says that these are two separate kolim, the klav nasis mitzvosa and the klav kochim shemesu. However, as far as why it only applies to kochim ezbech and not kochim bedek habayis, it's the same hesber, since kochim bedek habayis is not dependent on being ready for a mitzvah or being ready for the use of bedek habayis, it's dependent on the kinyan mamonis. Therefore, even after it dies, even after it's nasis mitzvosa, it retains its din me'ila. So this is the Teretz of Reb Chaim for the Rambam. Why the Rambam does not say the din of kochim shemesu by kochim bedek habayis, only by kochim ezbech, since the Rambam holds that kochim bedek habayis shemesu will still have a din me'ila midereisa. As we said, in a certain way, it's the opposite of the Keren Ora. The Keren Ora said, but that's the Rambam, that by kochim bedek habayis, it will be yotzim de me'ila and won't even have an iser derabanan. Reb Chaim understands, but that's the Rambam, that kochim bedek habayis will still have me'ila midereisa. Now, the Ar Sameach in Perek Hei Hochos Me'ila Halacha Yud, he says a similar yisoid, along the same lines as Reb Chaim, that when it comes to kochim bedek habayis, even if right now, practically, there's nothing the Hegdish could do with this chayfetz, still, din is that it has me'ila, and he explains the way to be koveh, whether this is something which has a din mamin, therefore since it's mamin hegdish, it has me'ila, that's by determining what would happen if he's makdish this chayfetz right now to a hegdish. If this behemoth after his dead ready, he was makdish to bedek habayis, it would have value to hegdish, because in this case, hegdish would be able to be paid it. If at the time he was makdish, it didn't have a din hamad of arocha, then ready there is a din pidyin. So once this item is considered to have a value to hegdish, because if he would have been makdish it this way, would have had a pidyon, and even in the case when he was makdash it when it was alive and then it died, so in that case it does not have a pidyon because it can't have a madav arocha. The din is that it still has me'ila because it's considered mamon hegdish. This is how Ar Sameach explains the lashon of the Gemara. The Gemara says, lo yehi el de makdash ashba. What the Gemara means to say is, if he would have been makdash it now, this behemoth that died, this nevela, he would have been makdash it to bedek habayis, it would have had a Shabbos because bezin could have been paid it. Even in this case, where incidentally, because of the issue of Hamadav Arocha, it does not have a pidyon, still the din is that it does have me'ila. And with this, he also answers another kasha that we discussed previously, and again, the Mishnah daf Yud Beis Amabez, the Mishnah is that the cholav and the beitim of kochim bedek habayis has me'ila. We spoke over there the discussion of the Achronim quoted the Yerushalmi really, which addresses the lechor cholav and beitim which came from a baal chai need Hamadav Arocha. So how can it have me'ila? There's nothing that Bedek Habayis could do with this chalav and beitzim, since they don't have pidyon. The Shalmei brings two mahalchim to explain the Mishnah. However, as the Achronim point out, both of those mahalchim would not fit with the sheet of the Rambam, yet the Rambam is still passing as like the din of that Mishnah, that the chalav and the beitzim of kochim bedek habayis have me'ila, And this is the pshat that the Rosh Hashanah says, Ram would hold even if the Chalav and the Beitzim do not have Pidyon because they require Hamadah V'Arocha, and there's nothing that Bedek Abayas could do to benefit from this Beitzim and Chalav, still there will be that it has Me'ilah. Just as if one would be Makdash Chalav without the mother, or the Beitzim without the Tarnagoyal, there will be that Hekdash's Chalav would have Me'ilah. So too over here, even though in this case the Beitzim and Chalav do not have a Pidyon, they do have Me'ilah. Just as the Gemara's Mavur over here in Daf Tezvav, that a behemoth which dies, if it's kosher Bedek Abayas, it still has Me'ilah. The pshat is, even though it's not ready for Hamadah V'Arocha and it does not have a pidyon, still retains its Me'ilah because it's still owned by Bedek Abayas. Now we'll continue on to the next Mishnah. The Mishnah on Amud Beis brings the din, Chamisha Dvarim Ba'ilah Mitztarfim Zeh Mzeh, Habosar V'Achelev, Haselus V'Yayin V'Hashemen, V'Shisha B'Toido, Habosar V'Achelev, Haselus V'Yayin V'Hashemen V'Halechem. Now the Mishnah does not say clearly what would be mitzar of these five things by an oilah or six by a toidah. The Mishnah just says that they're mitzarfim and the Rishonim deliberate what exactly is the tzirif that we're referring to. So Rashi over here, the Mefarish, says that the tzirif is le'inyan to be mechayiv mishom ma'ala b'chutz. If one is ma'ala, kazayis from a korban b'chutz, he's chayiv karis, reshoyig is chayiv echatos, and on that the Mishnah says, if he's ma'ala b'chutz, achati zayis of the basar and achati zayis of the chilev, or soilas, yayin v'shemen, it's mitzarf for the full shear to be mechayiv mishom chutz. Additionally, the Mefarish adds, the Mishnah is also telling us, L'inyan Pigol Noiser V'Tomei and Me'ilah. Now he adds that even though from the Mishnah Namar Alf already we saw that Kosh Mezvech Mistarfim Zem Zel Me'ilah Ula Pigol Noiser V'Tomei, still the Mefarish says, here there's an additional Chiddush that could also be Mitzarif two different Minim. The Mishnah Namar Alf is talking about a Chatzizayis Basar from one carbon and a Chatzizayis Basar from another carbon. The Mishnah tells us that it's Nitzarif. Here the Mishnah tells us that even two different Minim, Basar with Soilis or Basar with Yayin, that's also Mitztarif. Now it's not so clear in the Mefarish, when he says that there's an additional Chiddush, even two different Minim are Mitztarif, does he mean Legabi Pigol Noiser V'Tamei, that's where two Minim are considered an additional Chiddush, or does he mean Legabi Me'ilah as well? Even as far as Me'ilah is concerned, there would have been a tzad to say they could only be Mitztarif two Chatzoyes Esim if they're the same Min. Now Toysiz in Zvachim Daf Kuftes Omer Aleph, going over there quotes our Mishnah, Toysiz is also bothered, what is the Chiddush of our Mishnah? And Dibur Maskel Oyle Ve'imurim Mitztarfim, Taisa says, Teimo, it's a Pella, what is the Chiddush of the Mishnah? If the Mishnah is telling us that it's Mitztarfil Inyan Me'ilah, so that already we know from the Mishnah Amar Aleph. Kochim Mizbeach Mitztarfim Zem Zelim Me'ilah. And furthermore, Taisa asks, in the Seif of the Mishnah that tells us Taido six things are Mitztarif, that cannot be Inyan Me'ilah because Taido's Kochi Kalam doesn't have Me'ilah. L'achar Zrika, there is Me'ilah, but only on the Imurim, not on the Basra, not on the Lechem. If so, what is the Mishnah telling us? That Chamisha Dvarim Ba'ilah are Mitztarfim, and Shisha Dvarim Ba'toidah are Mitztarfim. So Taisa says, perhaps you'll say, the Tzirif that the Mishnah is referring to is to be Mechayiv Mishum Chutz. Whoever he asks on this, for the Reis which the Gemara brings Behemshech, the Gemara brings it over there in Dvachim Daf Kuf Tes as well, the Reis says, Oyla Ve'imureho Mitztarfim Lekazayis Lahaloysan Bechutz, the Reis says that the Oyla, the Basar of the Oyla, and the Imurim are Mitztarf L'inyan Haloas Chutz, and Taisa says, the Mashmois of the Reis is Dafka the Basar and the Imurim, that we look at as one entity, to be mechayiv mishum chutz, but the other parts, the seilus, the yain, and the shemen, that's not really part of the same korban, that's not going to be mitztarif with the basar to be mechayiv mishum chutz. Tosis clarifies, the one is chayiv mishum alohas chutz if he's ma'al the shemen, the seilus, the yain, he's also have a shem korban, and he's chayiv mishum alohas chutz, but still it's not one entity together with the basar, therefore it's not going to be mitztarif to be mashlim the shear. Furthermore, another kasha Tosis asks on this pshat is that for lechem shebetoydi is not chayiv mishum alohas chutz. Lechem Shabbatayda is something which is Nechal, and something which is Oymid for Achilas Adam, there's no Chiv Moshem Aloas Chutz. And furthermore, another Kasher Taizen asks over there, how can you say that the Basar and the Chiliv are Mitzarif together with the Yayin and the Shemin to be Chayiv Moshem Aloas Chutz? L'chor, they have two different Shurim, and if so, they cannot possibly be Mitzarif. The Shir to be Mechayiv Moshem Aloas Chutz on Basar and Chiliv is a Kezayis, and the Shir to be Mechayiv Aloas Chutz on Yayin is Shlei Shalugin, as the Gemara says in Zvachim Daf Kuf Tesum Rebeiz. So how could they possibly be mitztarif? So the Maisa Teres which Tosfos gives is a tzirif which the Mishnah is referring to is le'inyan the chiv of pigol noiser v'tomei, and he says like the Mefarish says over here, even though we see that already from the Reisha of the Mishnah that kochim mizbeach mitztarfim zem zel le'inyan pigol noiser v'tomei, here there's an additional chiddush even though it's two different meanim. So there are two important points to be taken out of this Tosfos. Firstly, we see there's a machlokes between Tosfos over there and the Mefarish in our sugya. Rabbi Negreshim as well in our sugya learns the derech of the Mefarish. It's an important machlokes whether you can be mitztarif the gab of the chiv haloas chutz, the seilus, the shemen, and the yain, or is it only the basar and the chilev of an oil which are mitztarif together? We'll have to discuss more what's the side of that machlokes. Additionally, you see from Tosfos over there the gap in the Nekuda, which we mentioned before in the Mefarish, when the Mefarish says that Emrish is giving us an additional Chiddush, even two different minimum Mitzdarif, and we pose the question, does the Mefarish mean the Gabi Pigol Noisir Vetomei, that's where it's an additional Chiddush, that two minimum Mitzdarif, or does he also mean the Gabi Me'ilo, the Inyam Mila? Also, there would have been a tzad to say that even though he could be Mitzdarif two different Karbonais for the Chiv of Me'ilo, but perhaps it's only if it's the same Min, the Gabi Me'ilo also is an additional Chiddush at two different minimum Mitzdarif. From Tosef Lerin Zvachum, there's a Mashmois, this additional Chiddush at two minimum Mitzdarif is a Chiddush only Legabi Pigol Noisir Vetomei, not Legabi Me'ilo. Because Tosef there started out by suggesting the Pshat in our Mishnah is L'Inyan Me'ila. On that he asked the Kasha, we see ready for the Mishnah number Aleph that it's Mitzdarif L'Inyan Me'ila. Over there Tosef did not answer that there's a Chiddush at two different minimum Mitzdarif. Tosef only uses to explain as far as Pigol Noisir Vetomei why our Mishnah is an additional Chiddush. The Mashmois is Legabi Me'ila, it wouldn't be considered more of a Chiddush to tell us that even two different minimum Mitzdarif. The Tzayin Kochim over there in Zvachim points this out. He's bothered, why did Tosef not say this Teretz? That the Mishnah is telling us a Chiddush, that two different minimum Mitzdarif, to his original Kasha, now she tried to learn the Mishnah L'Inyan Mila, he asked that we see ready from Amud Aleph, that two Karbanos are Mitzdarif L'Inyan Mila. Tzayin Kochim says Tosef could have answered to that as well, that here the Mishnah is telling us an additional Chiddush, that even two different minimum Mitzdarif. The Taras HaKadosh and the Marakoyna, however, over there, are Madcha this, they say that maybe Enechanami Tosef could have said this Taras, that here there's an additional Chiddush of two different minim that you do not see from the Mishnah Amud Aleph, that two minim are Mitzdarif L'Inyan Me'ilo. That which Tosef eventually answers, that a Mishnah is L'Inyan Pigol Noisir Vetomei, and it's telling us an additional Chiddush that two minim are Mitzdarif. Tosef did not go back to answer that you could learn our Mishnah that the Chiddush is L'Inyan Me'ilo, and also that it's telling you two minim are Mitzdarif. That's because Tosef had other kashas on that which he suggested the Mishnah is L'Inyan Me'ilo. Therefore, the Maaseh Tosef has to go with the Pshat that the Mishnah is L'Inyan Pigol Noisir Vetomei. But Echanami, as far as that kasha as well, the kasha that L'Inyan Mila we know ready for the Mishnah Noman Aleph, he could have said, the Mishnah Noman Aleph is L'Gabi one min, here is telling you that even two different minim are Mitzdarif. If, however, you learn like the Tzayin Kochim, that Tosef's Bedafka does not say this Teretz, that there's an additional Chiddush about two minim L'Inyan Mila, what will be the Hezber? Why is two minim an additional Chiddush L'Inyan Pigol Noisir Vetomei, but not L'Inyan Mila? The Pshat will be that since the Yisayit of the Chi of Mila is for being Nene, it's not for the Maisa Achila. This is the Pashtus, although we did mention in the beginning of this year, it's possible, according to Waman Domer and Sachim, there's a Chi of Mila for the Achila also. But Akapanim for now we'll go to Pashtus, the Chi of Mila is for the Hano. So as far as Nene is concerned, there it's Poshet, that if he's Nene the full shear from something which belongs to Hegdish, and that would be Mila, it's only the Gabi Pigo Noisir Vetomei where the Isser is the Maisa Achila, that's where there's an additional Chiddush, that an Achila two different meaning could be Mitzdarif. When it comes to Hano, Hanah from two different minim is not more of a Chiddush than Hanah from one min. But Akapam, to get back to the first point, that there's a machaikus between the Mefarish and the Rabbeinu Gershom, Keneged Tosis and Zvachim, what is Mitzdarif L'Inyan, the Chiv of Halo'as Chutz? According to the Mefarish and Rabbeinu Gershom, the Silas, the Shem, and the Yain are also Mitzdarif with the Basar and the Chalev, to be Mechayev Mishom Chutz. Hashenkin, according to Tosis, it's only the Basar and the Imurim. What exactly is the site of this machaikus? So in truth, really, Tosis himself is not so clear. What does it mean that the Basar and the Chalev are not Mitzdarif together with the Silas, the Shemin, and the Yain, to Mechayev Mishom Halo'as Chutz? Tosis was medayek like this from the Braisa, Dafka, the Basar, and the Chalev, not the Yain, the Silas, and the Shemin. However, Tosis could be understood in two ways. One side would be that Tosis means that you cannot be Mitzdarif the Basar together with the Yain, the Silas, and the Shemin, because they're not part of the same carbon. Although the Silas, the Shemin, and the Yain are the Nesachim for this carbon, the Maisa is still considered a separate carbon, and you cannot be Mitzdarif two different carbonis for the Chiv of Halo'as Chutz. If that's the Pshat, then the same would also be true if one takes a Chati Zayis of Chelev from one carbon, and a Chati Zayis of Chelev from another carbon, and he's makter them together, b'chutz, also he cannot be b'chayiv. He has to be makter a full Zayis from one carbon in order to be b'chayiv mishum Halo'as Chutz. This is one tzad to understand Tosfos, and we should point out that according to this tzad, that in truth you really see from the Mefarish and Rabbeinu Gershom in the Mishnah Amud Aleph already not like Tosfos. Over there the Mefarish and Rabbeinu Gershom explain that which the Mishnah says, Kodshim Mizbeach Mitzar from Zeh Amzeh L'Me'ilo, they added the tzir for the Mishnah is also le'inyan chi of chutz, that if one is mistarif a chati zayis from one carbon, and a chati zayis from another carbon, and he's makdu them b'chutz, also yurchayv mishum alo'as chutz, so that really will be mevur, not like this Tosfos. And if we look at Tosfos over there in the beginning of the parak, he doesn't mention halo'as chutz, that would fit well, because according to Tosfos, you cannot be mistarif two different carbonis for a chiv of halo'as chutz. But Akbam, this is according to one side, in Tosfos in Zvachim, when he says that you cannot be Mitzarif the Basar and the Chalev together with the Yain, the Silas, and the Shemin, Tosfos means because it's considered two different Karbanis. Only the Basar and the Chalev is considered part of the same Karban, That could be mitzar for alohas chutz. There is, however, another tzad to understand toisis, and that is, it doesn't mean that you cannot be mitzar of two different carbonics for alohas chutz. Right? What he means is you cannot be mitzar of two different minim for alohas chutz. And the pshat that would be that if you take a chatzizayis of chile from one carbon, and a chatzizayis chile from another carbon, and you put them together and you makter them with all one maisa aktara, that we could look at as a maisa aktara and a full kazayis. If you makter one full kazayis of chile altogether, the fact that it came from two different carbonics does not make a difference, that could be looked at as one maisa aktara and a full kazayis, and you can be mechayv mishum chutz. However, if you take a chatzizayis of chile and a chatzizayis of soilis, which are two different minim, that you cannot look at as one single maisa aktara and a full kazayis. This is the second tzad to understand in Tosfos. Tosfos means specifically legabi two different minim. You cannot look at it as one maisa aktara. Therefore, you cannot be mitzarif the seilis together with the basar or the chaylev of an oilo to mechayiv mishum alohas chutz. If you don't like the second tzad in understanding Tosfos, then the Mefarish and Rabbeinu Gershom on the Mishnah Nomad Aleph, which say that you can be mitzarif a chatzi zayis from one carbon and a chatzi zayis from another carbon, that would not be a steer to this Tosfos. Tosfos and Zvachim could be maskim to that. And a chatzizayis of chilev from one carbon and a chatzizayis chilev from another carbon, that could be mitzarif in an alohas chutz. Because again, that could be looked at as one single maisa aktara. Tosfos would not argue on that. Tosfos only means legabe to mitzarif a chatzizayis of chilev with the chatzizayis of soilis, which are two different meanings. That's what Tosfos says. It cannot be looked at as one single maisa aktara. So the Kehen Ayra, both over here and in Zvachim, he brings this machlekes between the Mefarish and Tosfos in Zvachim, and he clearly understands that bedas Tosfos, the problem is he cannot be mitzarif two different karbonis. He says it over here, he says it even more clearly in Zvachim. His lashon is, Hadavar Pashut, the Mishnei Karbonis Eimit Starfim, Kivin Eimbo Shir Haktar Loi Mizev Loi Mizeh. And he continues and he says, Bifnim Nami Lav Haktar Hi. If one will take a Chati Zayis of one carbon, and a Chati Zayis from another carbon, and be makter on the Mizbeach Bifnim, it would not be considered a Maisa Haktarah, because a Maisa Haktarah has to be minimally one Kazayis from one carbon. You cannot be mitzarif two different Chatzayis Eisim from two different Karbonis to be considered a Maisa Haktarah Bifnim. Therefore, since it's not a Haktarah Bifnim, he's also not Chayiv Mishum Alo Aschutz. According to this understanding in Tosfos, then Tosfos holds that which you cannot be makter two different Karbonis together to be considered a Maisa Haktarah, the Chilev of the carbon together with the Soilus from its Mincha also would not be considered a Maisa Haktarah. That would also be looked at as two different Karbonis. Again, even though it's an Esachim for that carbon, the mice is still a separate carbon. And as the Karen Ayer says, if you do such a Haktarah Bifnim, a Chati Zayis of Chilev together with the Chati Zayis of Soilus would not be considered a Maisa Haktarah, and therefore Bechutz also you're not Chayiv. Now, if this is the understanding of Tosfos, the way the Karen Ayer understands, so on what point exactly is the Mefarish and Rabbeinu Gershom argue? So if you just look at Agamar, you could have said, what they argue is they hold that the Soilus really is considered part of the same carbon as the Chilev and the Basar of an Oila. It's all part of the same carbon, therefore you can't be mitzarif them, both linin aktara b'fnim, to be considered a maisa aktara, and linin chiyuv chutz also, you can be mitzarif them. They're considered all part of the same carbon. However, once we saw the mefarish on the Mishnah, they can even be mitzarif a chati zayis from one carbon with a chati zayis from a different carbon, there you see that the mefarish holds, there is no din b'chlal that you cannot be mitzarif two different carbonis for the chiyuv v'alas chutz. So even without saying that the seilis is considered part of the same carbon as the basar and the chaylev, you don't even have to come onto that. You could say that even a chatzi zayis from one carbon and chatzi zayis from an entirely different carbon, the mefarish and Rabbeinu Gershom hold that's mitzarif linin the chiv of alohas chutz. Now, what exactly is the shorish of the machlokes whether you can mitzarif two different carbonis for the chiv alohas chutz? So in the sefer Minchas Avram over there in Zvachim, he explains you can understand the machlokes is totally in that which we say that ein aktara pachas mikazayis befnim, when one is makter a carbon, he has to be makter pieces that are minimally the size of a kazayis. If he breaks up the carbon into pieces smaller than the size of a kazayis, he's not mekayim the din aktara. What is the pshat in that din? Is the pshat that it's not a maisa aktara? Just like when one eats something less than the size of a kazayis, it's not considered a maisa achila. One wants to do haktara on the mizbeach, also has to be considered a maisa aktara. A maisa aktara is only when he places the minimum size of a kazayis onto the fire, placing something that's less than the kazayis onto a fire. That's not an act of haktara. Or the other side would be that the pieces which are less than the size of a kazayis are not considered a mukter. A piece of a carbon which is so small that it's less than the size of a kazayis, it doesn't have dinim on it, it lost its din which required it to be placed on the mizbeach. Once ready, it doesn't have any din that has to go on the mizbeach. Even if one did throw it on the mizbeach, it was not mekayim the din aktara of the carbon. These are the two tzadim to understand the klal of ein aktara pachas mikazayis, and the Minchas Avraham explains the nafka minu would be what happens if one takes a chati zayis from one carbon and a chati zayis from another carbon. If he holds it in his hand together, he does one maisa aktara on both of them together, according to the first tzad, that ein aktara pachas mikazayis means it's not a maisa aktara, then you would be able to be mitzarif two chatzi zayisim from two different karbonis, The Maisa, both of them are considered Muktarim, and both of them belong in the Mizbeach. He did one Maisa Akhtar to burn both of them at the same time. That would be a Kim of Akhtara. If we hold like the second Tzad, once you have a part of a carbon which is less than the size of a Kezayis, it lost all its dinim. The Torah did not say that this belongs on the Mizbeach. Even if we have two Chatzayis Eisim from two different Karbonis together, when it comes to deciding if this piece of Chalev has a din to go on the Mizbeach, whether it's considered a Muktar, so that it cannot be Mitzayif two different Karbonis, you have to dine on each carbon individually. So Chatzayis Eisim from one carbon, when it's on its own, there's no more from that carbon together with it, although there's a Chatzayis Eisim from a different carbon, that wouldn't make a difference. Each Chatzayis Eisim will lose its din Muktar, and if you're Makhtar on the Mizbeach Bifnim, you would not be Mekayim a din Haktara. This is how the Minchas Ram explains the Yisayit of the Machlekes between the Mefarish and Toisvis. The Mefarish in Ashtagio holds the din of Ein Akhtar Pachos Mikazayis is a din in the Maisa Akhtara. Therefore, you can be Mitzarev two different Chatzayisim. If you do a Akhtara on two different Chatzayisim Bifnim, it will be considered an Akhtara, and therefore, if you're Makhtar Bechutz also, you'll be Chayiv Mishum Aloas Chutz. Mashenkin, according to the Shita of Toisvis, Ein Akhtar Pachos Mikazayis means if you have a piece of a carbon less than the size of the Kazayis, it lost its din Mukhtar. If so, two Chatzayis Eisim from two different Karbonis also would lose their din Muktar, and since Bifnim, if you would do such a Akhtara, it would not be considered an Akhtara. If you do B'chutz also, you're not Chayiv Mishum Aloas Chutz. Now again, this is all if you understand that what Toisvis in Zvachim means is that you cannot be Mitzarev two different Karbonis. However, as we said before, there is a different stat to understand Toisvis, and the Chasdei David in his Pirush on the Tosefta, in Mila Perek Aleph, Halacha Tezvav, he quotes B'Shem the Sefer Chazayin Nochum, who understood Toisvis this way, that surely even Toisvis will be maskim that if you take a Chati Zayis of Basar from one Oilah and a Chati Zayis of Basar from another Oilah, and you're Makdar B'chutz, even Toisvis will be maskim the Archai Mishum Aloas Chutz. Toisvis means specifically as far as being Mitzaref, Chilev, or Basar, together with Seilis or Shemin, these are two different Minim, and there they cannot be Mitzaref, that's what Toisvis means. And the Zevach Chayder of the Chavetz Chaim as well in their Sugya's Mashm like this, this is how he says over Toisvis in Zvachim, only Basar and Chilev are Mitzaref, but Basar with a different Min is not Mitzaref. Mashmai says he means because they're two different meanim. According to that, then it would seem that the Yisrael of Machlokes between Rashi and Toisvis, as we mentioned earlier, it's not a question if you can be Mitzarev two different Karbonis to be Mechayev Mishum Chutz. Even according to Toisvis, you can be. The question just is this considered a Maisa Akhtara when you have a Chati Zayis of Basar and a Chati Zayis of Seiles? Toisvis would hold that if it's two different meanim, they cannot be Mitzarev together to be considered a Maisa Akhtara. Mashenkin according to Rashi and Rabbeinu Gershom over here, even Haktara, which is Chati Zayis of Basar and Chati Zayis of Seilis, it's Mitzarev together to be considered a Maisa Haktara in order to be Chayv Alav Mishum Chutz. I've just mentioned one final point. Toisvis over there in Zvachim Kuftes, when he brings his own pshat at the Tzirif of Aramishnah, is Benegei the Chiv of Pigol Noisir V'Tamei, he asks on himself, how could Chaylev and Basar be Mitzarev together with Yayin or Shemin? The Chaylev and the Basar is an Eichel, and the Eichel the Shir is a Kezayis, Mashenkin, Yayin and Shemin, that's a Mashke. On a mashke, the shir, how much one would have to drink to be chayiv mishum pigol noisir v'tamei, it would not be tallying a kezayis, rather we would be tallying a revius. If they have two different shirim, how could they be mitzarif? So he answers this kasha by saying, that any chanami, there would only be a tzir for the case where the shemen or the yayin, he consumed derech achila. For example, he says, if he was shayre pitei b'yayin, he soaked up the yayin in a piece of bread, and then he ate it, a maisa achila, then we would say that the shir, how much yayin he has to consume, in order to be chayiv mishum pigol noisir v'tamei, it would not be a revius, rather it would be tali in a kezayis. This is a chiddush of Toisvis, and we say that a mashke has a different shear than an oichel, it's dependent how it's consumed. Even a mashke, when it's consumed derech achila, then rate the shear as a kezayis. In the Sefer Taras HaKodesh on Zvachim, he brings that the Rambam is mavur not like this chiddush of Toisvis. He quotes the Rambam in Perek Hei Hilchos Naziris Halacha Hei. The Rambam over there says that a nazir who was shara pitei b'yayin, he consumed wine not through a maisa shtia, rather through a maisa achila. He soaked up the wine in his bread and he ate it. The Rambam is mavur that if he eats the shir of a revius, he's chayiv. Even in this case, the Rambam does not say the shir is a kezayis, rather the shir is a revius. This would be mucha not like the Toisvis. And Taz HaKadosh asks this as a kasha on the Rambam. If so, the Rambam is chayik on this point of Toisvis. How is he going to answer the kasha of Toisvis? Since the Rambam himself in the Pirush Mishnayis, he learns Ar Mishnah al derech Toisvis when it says chamisha dvarim ba'olam mitzarfim. It's referring to Pigol Noisir V'Tomei, and the kasha again would be, how could Basar and Chilev be Mitzarev together with Yayin and Shemin if they have two different Shirim? The Rambam does not have the Teres of Toisvis. So the truth is, this is really not a kasha on the Rambam, it's a kasha on Toisvis, because the Rambam who brings this Din of Nazir Shashar Pitu B'Yayin is really coming Mikoyach HaGemara and Nazir Daf Lamed Zayin. The Gemara there is Mavur this way, according to the Man Omer that the Shir, how much wine a Nazir has to drink, is a Revius. The Gemara says, even if he soaked his Pitu B'Yayin, it's also that Shir. So this would be a kasha on Toisvis by us, How could Tosfos say that when a mashkin is consumed derech achila, then the shear is a kezayis? So this is addressed by the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Kuf Memches. There he's talking about the Isser of Achilas Dam. And Ois Yer Gimel over there, he quotes the Tosfos in Zvachom Kuf Tes, and he also quotes the Ram, who's Mavur L'Inyan and Nazir, that even if he's Shara Pita Bayayin, the shear is a ravias. And he says the Ram and Tosfos are not a stira. He explains because as far as Nazir is concerned, the Torah, when it gives the Isser, it uses the Lashon of Shtiyo, Yayin V'Shecher Al Teisht. Therefore, there the shear is a ravias, even if he's Shara Pita Bayayin. I think when it comes to Pigol Noisir V'Tami, where the Torah uses the Lashon of Achilo, that's what Tosfos says, that even a Mashke, but if he consumes the Mashke derech Achilo, then the shear will be a Kezayis. So according to this, there's no steer between Tosfos and the Rambam. Therefore, even though the Rambam holds as far as Nazir is concerned, Shara Pita Bayayin, the shear is a ravias, here as far as Pigol Noisir V'Tami, he could be masking to Tosfos, that if the Yayin or the Shemen is consumed derech Achilo, the shear will be a Kezayis. Therefore, he could say like the Teretz of Tosfos, now when Amrishna tells us that Basar and Chalev could be mitzarif together with Yain and Shemen, it will be dafka in this case where the Yain and Shemen were consumed derech achilo. There they have the same shear, therefore they could be mitzarif.
You have been listening to a shear from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Mara Mekleimus on each shear, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.